Our next speaker will be Michael Adam from Zernet, who is also a member of the Zamba team, and he will talk to you about a new configuration system, registry-based configuration system, which sounds just shocking to me, but you will sell it.
Okay, hi everyone. Ah, okay, this is working. Yes, a couple of words about myself. I have been working in Zamba development for about 2 years now. I've become a member of the team last year, shortly before the Zamba Experience Conference, so I'm a team member about 1 year now, and one of my main topics I've been occupied with is the Zamba configuration. And to start with, I want to make a small demonstration. So I really love theory, but so it's always better to have something to look at. And so we are having a small break right at the beginning. So is this font enough to look at the shell? So shell is not very impressive. I just started a Zamba server here. And now imagine the following. You are running a Windows box, you're browsing the network. Ah, so there's a workgroup called Zamba XP. Oh, there's a Zamba server. Let's connect to that one. I just use a root account. Oh, there's nothing much to see there. So what can I possibly do to find out more about this server? Let me just, oh, I have to apologize. This is actually a German Windows installation, but I think it doesn't matter. You can see what it's all about. Okay, I use the registry editor, connect to the remote registry. It's called Nirvana, which is my laptop's host name. Aha, what's happening? Nothing much. Aha, there it is. We are connected to the registry. Let's just browse the registry. Ah, there's something called Zamba there. Oh, smbconf, what's that? Oh, there's a NetBIOS name, a workgroup. Let's just try adding a subkey. We'll call it SHA-2. Just making up something. Let's try giving it a path. Okay. Now let's see what's going on here. Wow! This is share number 2. Oh, there's a test file. We just remove that. Oh, it doesn't work. Let me see. Read only. Oh, no. This was wrong. Rename. Read only. This was also wrong. This is the default. So I set this to no. And then, let me see. This is not active yet. I have set in use. Let me just do this via connect. Like this. There we are. Remove. Ah! Golly gosh. doesn't work. Yeah, I didn't want to do that. No, I connect again.
That's our version of reboot.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So once more, delete. Ah, no. Okay.
Yeah, UX permission.
Yeah, maybe. I can try. Yeah, yeah. You get the point. I mean, what should actually happen is that I can, no. So, this is strange. I'm just browsing it again. Aha, so. New. Okay, doesn't work. So bad. Yeah, yeah. I'm doing the following the first suggestion. Well, once more. Ah, no. It was still connected, so that was the problem. No. Okay. Like this. No. Is there any? No, it's empty. So now it should work. One more try. New text. Aha. Okay, that worked. So finally, our option I set to the registry. Let me show that again. Here, read only equals no, more or less, took effect. So. Oh. So what happened here? You're welcome to ask questions. Please interrupt me.
I was being a smart aleck. I said, a surprise.
Yeah, I mean the surprise what was that there was a demonstration right at the beginning, before any other slides. So now comes the outline of my talk. After this first demonstration, I will say a few words about the Samba 3.0 and before version of configuration. Then I will say what has been done up to the upcoming release of Samba 3.2.0, and afterwards tell a little about what's currently being done and what is planned. So, first section. In Samba 3.0 and before, we have a text-based configuration only, and it's in WinInfy style. Default file name is smb.conf. It can be modularized using include directives. The default file can be changed using a config file directive or on the command line. And there are two main modules. Load parm, which contains the mechanism of loading the and activating the options, and parms.c, which is the actual parser that reads the file and presents the strings to the consumer. So this is what do we need in addition? Just an example of what we have here. We have a simple smb.conf main file, and one important point to notice is that the highlighted line there, we can have includes, so which have macros inside the included file names. They have to be expanded. So on the one hand side, this is not actually a directive for any property of Samba that can be configured, but it is, in any case, it is dynamic in the sense that it, as runtime, this macro has to be evaluated. So this creates a certain complication. So an include file could, so the percent capital I is the IP address of the connecting client, and an example include file could look like this, where other macros are expanded. So what what were the needs that triggered the work I want to present here. The needs were one would like to be able to programmatically change the configuration, have a program and say, change the NetBIOS name, change the lock level, and so on, permanently in the configuration and without having to open the configuration file in an editor or copy it from somewhere. And one other thing was that it should be easy to distribute the configuration, for instance, in clusters. You've heard the talk about the scale-out file services, and it was mentioned that this configuration is being used there. So, what has been done, and what is soon to be released? So, the ideas that came up were use the registry to store the configuration as an alternative to the traditional text-based configuration. Why? Because the data model is pretty well suited. We have keys which contain values. Keys could correspond to share definitions, and the values are actually precisely what a parameter is. We have a value name, a parameter name, and the actual value, which is the parameter value. So you have just seen that with my demonstration of regedit remotely configuring a Samba host. Okay. And a subcommand of the net tool, for example, should be written to be able to just configure Samba using this data model. So Volker Lendicke did the first steps into this direction. He introduced the notion of registry shares to Samba. He stored the configuration underneath this key you have just seen in my regedit. This HK local machine software Samba SMB conf key. These shares are loaded on demand by the server, so you see when you specify them there, you see nothing changed, for instance, in TestPalm. And you have to activate this feature by specifying registry shares equal yes in SMB.conf. So there were no other changes except for adding this option to load Palm in this first stage. And there was just for your notice, there's a typo, it's AC disk operator privilege. This privilege was needed to access this special key. Yes? It has not yet been published. So it has been, I think this development has started in late 2006, roughly. And but it has always been in the trunk or whatever, development tree. And okay, this has...
It's not actually in any of the older...
No, it is not in 3.0 dot anything.
Okay.
So... Then I started working on this, and the first thing I did was write a netconf tool. You see, this regedit is rather clumsy to use to configure the Samba. So the admin should have a possibility on the command line to do this, read and write the configuration. So to speak, at another higher level above the registry layer. And in order to accomplish this, I had to touch the registry code of Samba 3, which was pretty much everywhere in server code. You could not originally link it to a standalone binary without linking in all the server code. So this has to be untangled, had to be untangled, and an API had been introduced over the registry which is very close to the WinRig API used on the WinRig RPC server. Oops, sorry. So now let me give a list of the current netconf subcommands that are available to give you a feeling for the API that's present. List dumps the configuration in a format exactly like smb.conf. List shares only lists the names of the shares available. You can import in a given configuration from a text file. You can delete the complete configuration. And these three are share commands. You can show a share definition, also in smb.conf-like format. You can add a share. This is a high-level convenience function. This sets a few default options. And delete a share. You can set individual parameters, store a parameter, retrieve the value, or delete a parameter from a service. You always have to specify a service there or a share name. And when you think about this data model, compare a text configuration to this database inside the registry. For each key, for each parameter, there's only one instance in the registry when we store it as I just presented the idea above. So there's no problem with that. But when you look at the smb.conf, you can specify an option multiple times, and the last notion wins. But it's different for these include parameters. These are special. Include should be evaluated whenever it's met. So this is different. So there needs to be special handling for includes in the registry. And some semantics had to be dropped there. Namely, that we agreed that the includes are just always listed at the end of the parameter list of a share. So there's a slight difference how you could say format your configuration. But I'll come to that later. Okay. The next step was to introduce global registry configuration. You have just seen me altering global registry configuration. And you also have seen that there was a key named global. So I just created a global section smb.conf, global key. But this is not all. I added the function process registry globals to load parm. And otherwise, the data was accessed with the same functions as the other shares. So you can make LP load the global section, not load the shares. I didn't change the semantics with the registry shares. Registry shares are still loaded on demand by the server and not by, for instance, test parm. But this means, this means that the memory footprint, initial memory footprint of the server is reduced. There is no need, for instance, to say originally you had a smb.conf file with 1,000 individual share definitions, then 1,000 service structs were created inside the server when it was forked. So now, with using this registry configuration, only the global section is parsed, and the service structs are just created on demand. For instance, when you connect net use a specific share on the server, then only this share is loaded. If you browse the server as I did, of course all the share definitions are loaded, then you are at the same memory footprint. But this might come in as an advantage. So how to use it? You can trigger a registry only configuration using config backend equals registry. So the minimal smb.conf file currently in what is going to be released in SEMBA 3.2.0, there will be this thing that the smb.conf file is still the initial source of configuration. The other method is to have a mixed setup, which might be dangerous. You can specify initial options, then include equals registry is a special semantic. So when this is met, then registry is not looked up as a file name, but this is interpreted as, okay, I should load the global option stored in registry here. Just as any include file would be included, meaning options specified before the include directive would be overwritten by the same option specified in the registry and could be overwritten later. Same semantics as for files, but just special meaning of the word registry there. Share definitions present in the configuration file would be visible immediately. Specified in the registry would be visible later. So, okay, I want to demonstrate how this netconf tool is used, so you can, just to be a little less abstract. So you saw the server, and this is this was essentially the list I gave to you. Is this, can everyone read this? Okay. No, I am doing this better. I think this is as large as it gets here. So, okay, it's a little, at least it's fat. List. This is the configuration we've seen. I had the netbytes name Nirvana, workgroup Samba XP. I specified some interfaces in the initial configuration. And then I added this share definition, share number 2. You see the path I entered in the registry editor, and I see read-only equals no. The initial configuration file is listed here. It's, yes? This is because I didn't want to change the semantics of include, just the,
yeah.
And but this, in this case, you see, I just catted out the smb.conf file. This is the registry only configuration, which I would suggest for experimentation, usually, unless you really need initial options before that. But I'll come to that point later. I can also demonstrate it, but just let me do the following thing. Test parm. Shows only this. This, but this looks wrong. Okay. Okay. This is not how it should look. But at least you don't see the shares. But again, this just shows the default options, isn't it? Maybe there is some problem with safe defaults option specified somewhere. Where is it? NetBIOS name is here, workgroup is wrong. Okay, NetBIOS, but okay, this is the host name, so this is automatically inserted. Okay, there's some problem here.
Choose. Should it show?
It should show workgroup SAMBA XP.
The registry, sorry.
Okay. As specified here.
Okay.
But,
so you expect test form to show the registry stuff as well as the...
Yes, the global options, not the shares.
Okay.
Because, as I said, this LP load, this central registry loading function does not load the shares. Yes. The question was, it should show the global options of stored in registry, but not the share definitions. But there was another question.
The only other thing was because you were talking about when you're setting parameters and parameter values and stuff, you have to specify the service.
Yes, I will show that.
Okay. The question was, can you have a global service?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. The way I specify global options is specifying the service name as global. I see. Okay. Here.
No, I mean, can you actually have a share?
No.
Because you
no.
Now
but can you in smb.conf?
No. Good point. No, you can't.
So I changed nothing there. So, okay. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Does anyone need a share name global here?
Not yet.
Okay. So no.
Patch is welcome.
Okay. Set parm global. Like this, log level 10. List, you see log level 10. It's the last. It's just a last in, last out, so to speak. So with real options, order this is not important inside one configuration source. Also, I can just, this was set parameter. I can set it to a different value. I can also just get parm global log level. It's 5, right? I can delete parameter, log level, get parm is not set. And list
is without the log level parameter again.
Okay, so now what else do we have? Maybe list shares,
global, and so this is also lists the global
definition. And there is the import for a command which could be quite handy. Let me see. This is good.
So I have a test mode here with capital T. So test mode would import the following configuration. And this is what you see here. OK, there are some example things, except that no, this is precisely the same. But when I include this, should I do that? Let me see. Is this enough of a flavor of using this netconf, or any questions?
What happens if you specify the include parameters into the registry?
You can, but when, OK.
What
happens if I put include parameters into the registry? The following thing happens. Set parameter global include some file. Ah, bad parameter. It's not allowed to directly set this parameter because it's not a parameter for properties of Samba. But you can say set includes. No, so some file, some other file, third file. Aha. Global. You can specify includes in any service definition. Section. Thank you so much.
And remove the set bar.
Very good. Yes.
But it proves it doesn't work.
Right, I would brilliantly display the error message. So now, just let me do a netconf list. So you see the includes listed in the order I have given them at the end. So and they will always stay in at the end in this output because they are treated differently. They are stored inside the registry as a multi-valued string. And you only have the option to retrieve all includes and set all includes, all delete all includes. Yes?
I'm not sure of the restrictions on names for the registry, but will this registry back configuration backend support Samba calls colon separated configuration namespaces?
The colon, yeah, yeah, I mean, you mean these parametric options you see, like, what was the T? Like here, this libnet join colon something, this is a parametric option. They are also there. This is what would be imported, but if I can really set this set parm. So if this is without a colon, then it's checked if it's a valid option, and otherwise it's accepted, just as load parm behaves. Set parm global some option value. List. Is it there above the includes? You see, I demonstrated setting real in options is always listed before the includes here. So this is the only real difference between text-based and registry-based configuration. So if you want to achieve something like this, you have at first an initial include, then special options, and then a common include, which some people use in text-based configurations. You would have to use three includes in registry configuration. Initial, my personal variables, and then the common last include. So, yeah. Any more questions about this? I think...
just real quick.
Yeah.
This is just about something you said earlier.
Yeah.
Yes. Footprint for each SMBD is, mm-hmm. You know, guy wants one share out of 50, he's not paying
yes.
The price for quite
yes.
Stuff.
Yes.
But if you browse first and then you go get the share, then you've got an SMBD that.
Yes. Currently, once. Yeah.
Do you have any plans, or is it already in there, to like time that information out that's not needed?
So no concrete plan. I mean, it would be nice, but. The question was if I said that the registry shares are loaded on demand, and if you browse the server, then all the shares are loaded and they are there, as they currently also are. Yes?
The way that you would do it is go into the netshare command, don't do load all shares, but go into the registry directly and don't load all the load power. Just list all the
Yes, but this is, yeah. Okay, so I would like to continue. So you've seen the command line tool and a little bit of how the config files. Yes, Simo, that was a question? No, okay. And now the next step was I somehow abstracted the functionality of this command line tool, which was the was originally written into C modules, which I now call the libsmbconf library. So abstracted the operations, trying to make up a complete and stable API. This is hopefully more or less achieved now. So one one instance of this library, so to speak, an object, let's say, corresponds to one parsed config source. So it could be several registry keys, and each of these libsmbconf objects just opens one registry key or one text file, whatever is there. It delivers the configuration as a list of strings or a single string. So this is like parsed configuration, but the options are not activated, and not the macros are not expanded and so on. I introduced an abstraction layer to allow different backends. So there is the original registry backend, and there is also a text backend, which is a read-only text backend, and it's based on the params.c parser, which is used originally by load param, with the goal to eventually just not use params.c parser in load param directly, but through libsmbconf. Come about to this point later. And of course, once you have this API, you can think of implementing other backends, TDB directly, another registry format, like storing text files in registry or LDAP or anything. Remote registry over RPC, anything. OK, I quickly, what, let me just check the time. OK, not much time left. I quickly want to demonstrate what the API looks like. We have the init and shutdown functions. Init takes memory context and a source name and returns smbconf context, which contains the backend information and the path name. And complementing shutdown function currently just does a free, the telloc free on the context, freeing any data allocated. The source string is formatted as follows: backend colon path name. For instance, file colon path name of the file. In this case, file is default, could be omitted. So slash etc slash samba slash smb.conf would be equivalent to file colon etc and so on. But you can specify registry colon hklm backslash software backslash samba backslash smbconf, and this would be the default registry location. There are these functions for accessing the parameters. Get parameter, and you see here, you put in the service and the parameter name, and you get back a allocated value of the parameter. You set a parameter specifying the value string, and you delete the parameter by just giving its name and its service name. I'm just going quickly through this. There are a get share functions, for share functions, get a whole share definition as lists of strings, so one list of parameter names, one list of parameter values, and one number of parameters here. This might be just one change in the API might be that this might become a struct, a share definition struct somehow. But otherwise, I would consider this pretty stable now. Create a share, which just means create the subkey in registry for registry configuration. Of course, the write operations are not supported in text configuration currently, only here in registry configuration. Can delete a share, and I can just make a check if a given share exists. There are, I'd say, global functions, not to be confused with the global shares. There are also special wrappers for the global share, but this is, I can drop the whole configuration. I can list the share names, and I can list the whole configuration, which is what I demonstrated to you on the command line through net. And the net tool I just presented to you is really using this library. There's no special code there anymore. And so the includes functions are similar. They just return lists of includes or take lists of includes, which they set in the special includes subkey in registry. OK. So this is what has been done. and which will be published in 3.2.0. So maybe you should be aware of the fact that currently text files are loaded from LoadParm still directly loading it with a param.c parser. And what I will show you next is what I'm currently working on and future plans that this will completely be eliminated from LoadParm. So any questions so far about what is about to be released? Yes.
Are there any plans to just in case you don't find an SMB.com, just to drop fallback to registry configuration?
We could think of that. Usually no SMB.conf means empty SMB.conf, just default values, but that will be just means to just specifying default configuration source as registry, for instance. But well, one could think about that. Okay, so what are the changes? There is the, as I already mentioned, use libsmbconf throughout. Don't use the parser directly. Just bend it to the backend layer of the smbconf library. What I just said. So this requires changing the notion of config file to a more abstract config source specified with the syntax mentioned above. So change LP load to not use this and change handle include. This is the main functions that have to be changed. Include also loads another configuration source. Oh, there's a space missing. This registry globals special function for registry handling would be dropped. This would be universal, just using the library for any backend. And in dinconfig.c, we would move from config file to config source, and we would have command line options config file superseded by config source. With still, of course, config file being there for backwards compatibility, setting the config source to file colon path name, like that. Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
The reason why use of smbconf that usually is not thought about that, where libsmbconf, when used by application, actually try to read smb.conf.
Libsmbconf?
Yeah.
The question is, does
libsmbconf, sorry.
Ah, okay. Okay, this is right. The question is, there are applications called not by a root user, but by a normal user in the system, non-privileged user. They can read the read-only smb.conf file, but they can't read the registry. This is right. This is currently right. Maybe we have to think about how to handle that. But the registry can't be made read, given read access for your normal users. This is clear. So currently, when using registry configuration, you can only use it as a root on the command line. But for a server, this will be quite OK.
Yeah, if you have an SMBD running,
yes,
you can think of libsmbconf actually connecting your vector along
to it. Yes, sure. You can use the RPC when you have a Semba account and so on. Yes, but this abstraction layer is not there. So just a quick impression of how the layers are now separated in LoadParm. So LPLoad reads the config data via libsmbconf, just opening the config source as specified. This libsmbconf delegates this to the backend. Backend fetches the data from whatever backend was specified. It returns the resulting config in independent format. So backend independent, and then these parameters can be processed. I make this a little more concrete on the next slide, but I just wanted to make clear that really there is this down below here is where the parser is acting, and it's not called directly anymore in LoadParm. Oops, wow. Okay, so see here. This is a simplified version of the LP load I've written yesterday or the day before yesterday, and I will demonstrate shortly. How many were there? Okay, so I first replace the add to file list by add to source list. This is the more general animal I've introduced. I call get config. So this add to source list also creates the initializes the libsmbconf context. It's available as source. So source context is the smbconf context, and it just gets the configuration of the list of parameters and names and values. And then you'd have two loops. This is the case of loading everything from registry. You have a share count, you walk over the shares, you call do section, you walk over the parameters inside that section, you call do parameter, and that's it. So it's cleanly separated, loading, passing the config from whatever source and processing it. This is the clean design I wanted to achieve. So just a very brief breakout session for that. Where is it? No, it's here, okay. You can do the following thing. This is another window than the one I presented earlier. This is the current development branch I'm working in, and this is, you can specify it like follows. So just registry shklm software dos maybe conf. So okay. You see the bad file here? The key doesn't exist. So there is no configuration available from there. But you say samba smb conf. You'll see the configuration we entered earlier. So you can specify to test palm the configuration source in this format. You can kill in here. I made my demonstration in the wrong window last time. This is why. This would have been the right window to call test palm. So they're looking, there was no bug. I was just confused. So by my own setup. Okay. So this is the official 3.2 test branch. And this is my my own development branch currently. Okay, and I can start config source equals registry colon, and I just specified registry colon. It uses the default key, just as file colon uses the default file path. And smb client minus L
I have to specify. I didn't start NMED, so I have to specify the
okay. There you see we have the Nirvana hostname, we have the Samba XP workgroup, and we have the share 2 we just created previously. So it is there. And the source file, when we did an S trace, I would see that the smb.conf text file had not been touched here in any case, not by the SMBD and not by the test palm specified earlier. So this is the what I've been working on currently. I think the time is almost up, so yes. Let's just quickly, Windows trapped me. So, okay, just quickly jump into the to-dos and plan section. So I want to finish and release this rewrite of load palm for the next Samba 3.2.1 or 2 release, I don't know. Probably need some polishing because it touches some code which is quite deep inside the system. So further isolate the libsmbconf and the registry, make it a shared libraries. So some of you have seen the first user of this in an external application, namely the netdom join GUI presented by Günter Deschner. He has used that to this library in his net API library to store the configuration. Maybe add write support to the text backend, just overwrite everything once an option is set, load it, change, overwrite. But okay, comments have not been handled here yet, so there would something to be invented still. Add more backend, and there's one very interesting thing I'm hurrying on a little bit. a GPO backend. I discussed this with Günther. This would be very interesting when his GPO engine is working and gets some special service signing option, something which can be could be just inserted into the configuration. But it would be much nicer to have just a GPO backend which sits transparently at the end and activates these options when once they are there. And when you take them, there is no trace, whatever, no tattooing, as Günther says, in the registry or any configuration source left. So this is a good opportunity. I also said LDAP or other database backends. I talked with Jelmer Vernoy to about the possibilities to just reconcile SAMPLE 4 and 3 registry library and also to import this SMBconf library into SAMPLE 4. Probably we'll do that. We'll evaluate it at least. This is the last point here. So this is the plan
so
and what has been achieved.
Running out of time right
now. That's it.
Great.
Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you. Oh. You ended so exactly that we could squeeze in just one question. If there,
okay,
is,
right.
If there is a one. Anyone? Ah. Uh-huh.
You want to do multiple backends. You want to make them that one fallbacks to the other, so they can use multiple at the same time, or just one?
I am using multiple at the same time. When I'm in this new configuration, doing an include, file colon, registry colon, I'm really using different backends.
And so one could use two different registry keys?
Yes, sure. It just do an smconf init, it creates a new smconf context with a source. Each incarnation has a source to it, and well,
and
yeah.
Which options win?
The last. I mean, I didn't change semantics. So everything should work as before, as long as you don't say it registry or something. Okay, thank
we're
you
up,
again.
We're up for a short coffee break now. Please be back at 2:45, and please be punctual so everybody can start at time. I see at least two speakers in here. Enjoy your coffee.